The following interview with Dennis Horstman was recorded on Friday, the 1st of May, 2009, at the University of Limerick Arena. The interviewer was David Dauphin.
So I'm here with Special D, who has just played at the University of Limerick. How did it go?
Yeah, great, man. Great. I really enjoyed it. It was a big fun because the crowd was really easy. Mm-hmm. So I just have to play some records and hence go up and everything were fine. So it was big fun for me.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have any new records coming out?
I'm working at the moment on some stuff, but the last years it was a little bit quiet around me because I did so many other stuff.
Sure.
So and that's the reason why.
Can you tell us about any other stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, I also tried to do. I also did a lot of pop music.
Okay.
And I did.
As a producer?
Yeah. Sorry?
As a producer?
Yeah, I'm a producer. I produce my own stuff. Cool. I also the music, everything is produced by myself. So
cool.
I started really early and I produced everything by myself. So and then I did some TV, stuff, and music for commercials.
Sure.
Yeah. Some commercials and have you seen the new Crank movie? Crank High Voltage?
Crank, no.
But you have seen the first Crank movie.
I've heard of it.
With the guy from Transporter.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Jason?
I've heard of it.
What is it? Jason Statham or whatever? I don't know,
but
it's now in the movies. And this a track of mine is inside in the... It's in the... So
great.
when you see the... What is the name? What they play in the end?
The credits.
Where all the... Yeah, the credits.
Yeah,
when you wait for 15 minutes, you will find my name very, very small in the right hand side, maybe. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. As a DJ, what do you use to DJ? What software, what kit do you use?
Yeah, I start basically like every DJ with vinyls.
Mm-hmm.
No, first I start with CDs because I don't have the money for turntables.
Sure.
Yeah, but when it comes to a professional level, I earned money and I think and I bought turntables and then I start to play with vinyl. How long is it? I think it's 14 years.
Excellent.
16 years.
Cool.
So and then I played vinyls for since 1995 maybe, and then before 3 years I start, or maybe 4 years, CDs become for all DJs what is it, relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's I give you an interview and you give me an English lesson.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Really good. So
your English is very good. You're like all Germans, you think it's not good enough but it's perfect.
Okay. Thanks. So 3 years ago or 4 years ago, or maybe 5 years ago, CDs becomes bigger because everybody, all the DJ colleagues and they send MP3 to each other with new tracks, and that's the reason why everybody start to play CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the MP3 market becomes bigger and bigger, and you got the tracks earlier and earlier and earlier, and every DJ want to play the hottest stuff, so that's the reason why I start to everything from CD maybe three years ago. And 1.5 years ago, I bought new Pioneer CD players with USB sticks, and I put all my music on USB sticks, 8 gigabytes,
nice.
Everything on it. I can play for 10 hours.
Nice.
That was really easy, but so I'm really DJing since a long time. Not
cool.
There are also DJs, they play for 40 years, but I think it's also a pretty long time
cool.
that I play. I think I have to change something, and now since 2 months I start to play with a laptop and applet on it. So so it's something like it's not anymore only a DJ set, it's a little bit like a live set, because
I
can remix and everything. So
brilliant.
Yeah, but I'm really into it. I think it's a new generation, because now you can be different to all the other DJs,
mm-hmm.
because I'm now one of the first guys in that scene, in minimal or electro there are a lot of guys playing with my scene it's not so big, so I think I'm one of the first guys, and I think that's good.
Excellent. So you're having fun with Ableton since you've been
definitely yeah. It's sometimes it I think for the other DJs it looks like a computer game, or it seems like it's not really DJing, but it's, believe me, when you are in front of the, I don't know if it's interesting for other people when I tell you so much about DJing. Should I? Or
for
you can
DJs,
cut it out or whatever.
For
so,
DJs, it would be very interesting.
Yeah, okay. So the thing is that when you have Ableton, there are so many functions in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much more than only two CD players.
Yeah.
So in the first sets that I did with Ableton, it was really, I was so confused because, that's not only two tracks. Now you play maybe eight tracks at a time, and you have to, don't forget the filter here, don't forget the loop there. So it's really, a lot of stuff that you have to look for.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do it since 2 months, and I come more and more into it, and I think you heard the set today.
I think
that was okay.
Yeah, it was some original stuff. It wasn't just all off CDs.
Just put a cappellas in it, or only maybe melody parts from some songs, and put another kick on it. So
it sounded good.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
So
that makes
DJing more interesting to me now, because it's something new now.
Yeah.
It's,
do you have any collaborations coming up with other DJs or other artists?
With other DJs, so yeah, first I have to get my own stuff. First, of course, it's a long time ago that I released some special D stuff, but I definitely want to do it. But I also had something like I tried to do something new, but I don't. It don't work. So
sure.
I was sitting in the studio and I was not happy with the stuff that I did.
Okay.
And and I definitely want to release records that where I think they are really, really good. So
sure.
I don't want to release shit or 80% or 90%. I only want to release 100%. So that's not easy.
Sure. Yeah.
Because there are so many talented guys out there.
Of course.
So it's really hard to make good stuff. So the level of production is getting higher and higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
So
speaking of that, what advice would you give to DJs starting out? To
DJing or producing?
Either. DJing first.
Okay. Sorry?
DJing first,
yeah. As a DJ, you definitely have to do something really exciting, crazy stuff. Otherwise, you don't have a chance to become big, because there are so many people, they are DJing, and it's so easy today, like Ableton or Traktor. You don't have to, I come from the old school. I came from the old school because I learned how to play with vinyls for so much years, and it's no problem for me now to play with Ableton, because I know if Ableton don't work, I can
go back to
like, yeah, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now everybody can DJ now.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about something like Mark Ronson, where you're mixing like different genres, you're doing something really fresh?
Yeah, that's, yeah, or maybe I think it's also, for me, it's really interesting to. I know there are some DJs out, they play hardstyle and dance, and they came from hip hop, so they are really good in scratching.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's something really cool when you can do this, because nobody of the techno scene normally can this.
Sure.
And I think that's a cool thing, or you, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, it's not easy, definitely, when you want to become a big DJ really fast, really urgent, then you have your own productions.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then about being a producer, what's important in being a producer?
Yeah, it's the same like in DJing. Be fresh.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't copy the old stuff. Don't copy. The problem is, if you are into my scene, it's you notice that every song sounds really similar.
Sure.
So, and it's really boring.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, if all the stuff is so similar, it should be not so complicated to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have the balls for it, you know, and that's what I'm looking for.
Sure.
That's the reason why I haven't come out with some new stuff, because I definitely want to do something fresh.
Cool.
That's not easy. I do hopefully I will come, I will release something now, something in this year, but I can't promise, because I really think I Yeah.
You're too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad. Because otherwise, I had released maybe 12 albums in the last 3 years. But my mind kills me. Because I'm working in my studio and that's not good enough. I don't like that. I don't like the kick. I don't like the bass. I don't like the melody. So that's, that's really weird. But I'm working hard on it, and I do my best. Cause every time when I see crowds like this, I'm on party like this, my heart is, I really feel that it's my profession. Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. that's what I have to do. Excellent. So,
Cool. You're quite big in the Netherlands. At least from what I lived there for a short while.
Mm-hmm.
How is your jump style?
Jump style, yeah.
You're dancing, your jump style.
If I can dance, no man. No, I play football and I go to the gym, but I don't dance jump style.
Oh.
I've never learned it.
Because I know.
But it's also big over here, yeah?
Scooter. It's coming up.
Okay.
But it's
coming
big.
Up? I thought it's big.
Not as big as the Netherlands. Netherlands, it is very big.
Yeah, and I already stopped to play jump style because I played it for the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and I get bored of it.
Sure.
So, but it's coming up here now.
Yeah.
So for my set tomorrow, I have to put
some more
of the jump style in there.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks very much. Is there any closing words that you have?
Yeah. Say that you got a really nice university, man. I was in a university in Hamburg too,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like shit to this. This is looks like, I don't know. We came with a car and so big and everything. The everything is so cleaned up and nice and big. So it's a really nice school, man.
Thank you.
You can be happy to be a student here.
It's a very very good university. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Maybe if it still takes some years for me to release a new record, maybe I will come to study here for some years.
Cool. Maybe. Well, best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you here soon.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hopefully.
Thank you.